We're doing Rav Chalap, and today we'll learn the piece on Nisyonot, the challenges or tests that Hashem puts into a person's life. We learned how Avraham Avinu faced 10 challenges. Asara Nisyonot nitnasa Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was tested 10 times. The generally accepted opinion is that the final test was the Akeidah. The Midrash says that at the end of the Akeidah, Avram didn't want to budge from the Mizbeach. He stayed there. And he said, Rabbonu Shel Olam, okay, I lived up to this test. I don't want any more. And the Rabbonu Shel Olam promised him, I won't test you anymore. Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata, Hashem told Avram Avinu, I now know, in other words, you've proven it. You're a God-fearing person. And Hashem conceded there would not be any more tests. According to that interpretation, the passing of Sarah was just a natural evolvement in his life. It was not a test. And this is the more generally accepted opinion, even though on Monday and Sunday, when we learned the parasha, we discussed the opinion that the final test was the burial of Sarah. But now we're going to go with the understanding, with this Medrash, that the final test was the Akedah. And in fact, the Medrash Rabbah quotes that Hashem conceded and said, no more. So Rav Chalap is going to focus on the suffering, the challenges of life.
Can I ask a question for a sec? Let's see. And with that interpretation, every natural phenomenon in a person's life is controlled by God, and theoretically is a test. So how can it be like the fact that Sarah died, a natural phenomenon, if it hurt Avram, assuming that he did, then how would that be considered? That's just like almost saying
that God's not in control, no? Let's revisit the question after we hear Rav Chalap. Right. We'll see if you still have a question. Okay? If you do, we'll revisit it. Rav Chalap says our prime suffering in this world is because of the tests we have to deal with. And they come up all the time. Every minute, every hour. Life is filled with challenges. And sometimes people stand up to those challenges, but sometimes people fall. And a person would be very happy if he wouldn't have these waves crashing down on his head over and over and over again, these challenges that he has to stand up to. If a person would only know that he can build himself and stay put, that's it, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. A person wants to reach a certain stability in their growth, in the levels they attain spiritually in life. And a person feels like, if you wouldn't challenge me, God, I could grow so much, but you make it hard. You're making my life difficult. I'm trying to climb the ladder, and you keep putting slippery bananas on the rungs. It's hard. A person says, I could be perfect if you wouldn't challenge me. Avraham Avinu was tested, challenged 10 times. But Chazal tell us on the final test, he said, Rabbon Shom, please don't test me anymore. And that's what Hashem answered him according to the Medrash. Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. I now know, I've now shown that you are a God-fearing person. What does it mean, I now know? Hashem says, it's been clarified, it's been proven. I created a world where things exist in potential, and they come from potential to reality. Your awe of heaven, your respect of heaven has been taken from potential to reality. It's here. It exists. It's not just a theoretical Avram could. No, Avram is a God-fearing person. Until now, Avram was potentially a God-fearing person. And so Hashem says to him, okay, you're not going to have to undergo this type of test again because you've reached a level that you won't fall from. That's an amazing gift. A person can be living and told that they're not going to fall. Every normal human being should realize that they could fall. Reality is everyone can fall. We have this promise to every Jew. There's going to be a time where every Jew is coming to the great judgment day. And we're told that every one of us will be able to, when the time comes, stand up to the test and say, I honestly declare Hashem is king. what happens? We take a shofar. And when we take the shofar, we're saying, it's as though I was willing to do it. Ask me yesterday, ask me tomorrow. I don't know where I'm holding. On Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying, I'm yours. You're the king. I realize you run the show. And I'm in your control. On Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to connect to that level of Avraham Avinu. Where Avraham Avinu was saying, no more tests. I just want connection. That's what we say on Rosh Hashanah. We say, maybe last year things weren't great. I want next year to be great. Let me connect. What we're saying on Rosh Hashanah when we blow shofar, says Rav Chalap, is we're saying we want a connection, we're declaring you as king, and we want that connection to be eternal. We walk away from Rosh Hashanah, we're now standing a month and a half away from Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's a month and a half past Rosh Hashanah. And we're supposed to take with us, from every Yom Tov, we take something with us. On Sukkot, we take an appreciation for the land of Israel and for Hashem in our midst. On Pesach, we take an appreciation for the redemption and the sustenance Hashem gives us on a daily basis. On Shavuot, we take away an appreciation for Torah. Every Yom Tov gives us an appreciation that's supposed to shine our year. On Rosh Hashanah, we take away an appreciation that's supposed to go with us the whole year of a connection to Hashem. Where a person says, there are challenges, I'm not always standing up to them. I'm trying. But what I really want, and that's the declaration of the shofar, is I want a connection where I'm not going to fall. The connection that Avraham Avinu merited on Rosh Hashanah, where Avraham Avinu said, I've done it, I don't want to fall anymore. That's our declaration on Rosh Hashanah. Our declaration of Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar is, Hashem, I recognize your king, and I don't want to fall anymore. I want to stay here. I want to stay where I am now. We take that with us all year. We're a month and a half away. We have to remind ourselves, tap back into that, and take it with us throughout the year. As much as we can, we take with us that declaration as we continue the year.